Welcome back. It's another edition of the Medical Minute right here on the KSL Sports Zone. It's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, and Dr. Monson joining us from University of Utah Health. University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, Real, the Utes, all trust, and so many other folks in your community trust as well. Dr. Monson, thanks for hanging out today, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Good to hear you guys again.
Yeah, I'm curious because we already have this little thing going on with the World Baseball Classic. It's kind of the World Cup of soccer, so to speak. It's going on right now, and I know that these teams are absolutely going. Yes, awesome. Represent your country. Play well. Please do not freaking get hurt. And over the last week, we've seen a couple guys not just get hurt, but in one case, Edwin Diaz is out now for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's devastating.
So he had a full thickness tear of his patella tendon. What does that mean? I mean, are there different grades of tears in the tendon, and does maybe a partial one not require? What does this require for treatment and rehab?
Yeah, I mean, your patellar tendon is the rope that connects your kneecap down to your shin bone, and it's the one responsible for your extension of your leg. So anytime you kick out, you need that patellar tendon to be intact. You can deal with small partial tears, but substantial tears, especially a full thickness, that means that entire rope is completely transected. It's gone. At that point, he won't be able to extend his leg, so there's really no option other than surgery for an athlete on this, which is pretty devastating. And yeah, as you can imagine, anytime a full rope is torn, that's some recovery associated with it as well.
Well, he was just celebrating the fact that his team had won, you know, what the game. He's a closing pitcher and an all-star. He just signed $100 million extension with the Mets. And is that shocking to you that such a significant injury can happen in maybe such a minimal action or effort?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have done this long enough, too. It's always surprising what kind of injuries can happen from what type of situations. Sometimes it's a big, you know, nasty injury, but a lot of times when I see patients or when athletes get hurt, you have to review the tape because you're just wondering, how did that happen off of that simple move? Like, most ACL tears are not contact-related, right? It's somebody plants and twists, boom, there it goes. So patellar tendon to tear like that, you would assume that he probably had some underlying tendonitis or tendon issue already going on prior to that. But yeah, it's still very surprising.
Okay. We've seen the celebration injuries. I had a friend tear his AC or his rotator cuff in his shoulder when he was celebrating a touchdown. Not that even he had scored. He was on the sideline. And then you suddenly see these guys working on him on the sideline. You're going, what is going on here? And he missed the whole year, too, from a stupid celebration. I think about that stuff all the time where you're like, and I think there was an Angels, a guy hit a home run and he jumped on home plate and broke his ankle a few years ago. And then he was out for the season. It's just insane the amount of stuff that can happen while celebrating. You get a little bit. And you know what? It's because they can do all these crazy moves and do all these things that are highly athletic. But, you know, they're not practicing their jumping on home plate nearly as much as they are sliding into bases and things like that. So it's just that one little thing that was different that does it. I've got a personal question for you. My son broke his arm for the fourth time in his life on the ski hill. On the ski hill this time. He's doing some tricks. At first he tried to tell me, I wasn't even trying to jump. That's how he answered. I go, how'd you get hurt? He goes, I wasn't even trying to jump. I was like, you just said it like that, and I know you were trying to jump just because you said it like that. So, but he's not, he can't really, he has a dairy aversion. He has a pretty big allergy to milk things. And we've had these breaks with him. And I don't know, like, going forward, is it just enough to, like, take calcium for this kid's broken left wrist again for the fourth time in his life? He's broken both twice.
You know, I mean, you can do a further workup and make sure that his bone health is reasonable beyond the typical. Dietary restrictions do put you at somewhat of a risk, but there's many ways to get the components that dairy has in it that is it through non-dairy intake. So it's probably worth looking up just the amount of calcium and vitamin D that he is getting through other food sources and ensuring that he has enough. And there's some fairly basic recommendations that you can even obtain online and look up to make sure that he's getting what he should be. Most young, healthy dudes are probably okay.
Yeah.
What's a healthy, like, risk tolerance? So like Alex's son, he's skiing, and of course he's going to go into his baseball season, And Diaz was in a World Baseball Classic, so it's an exhibition type of right. event. Of course, he was given permission by his Major League Baseball team to participate, as most of the players in the whole tournament. Where do you draw the line? What kind of advice do you give athletes as far as, yeah, you should do that, you shouldn't do that? Because, you know, I almost feel like it should be wrapped in plastic bubble wrap all the time when you're not actually participating in your sport, if it's your profession.
It's an ever-changing target, isn't it? I mean, we're watching guys now that in bowl games college bowl games, they're not playing because they could affect their NFL contracts. But as you watch some of these NIL deals, you're watching other guys want to play through and try and make it happen there. So it's really hard to know what the right answer is. I feel like sometimes you live in fear, you don't perform the same way, and you kind of run a risk as well. You get somebody that steps off the curb just wrong and twists their ankle and is out for a month or two, you know, in a completely benign otherwise situation. Don't know what the right answer is on that one, except for just counseling. And a lot of it's up to their agents more than the physician, because the agents are now the ones arguing for guaranteed money instead of just the typical contract.
That's what baseball has, though. Baseball broke that seal a long time ago. These guys are going to get paid if they're hurt or not. It's a wild situation. So Dr. Monson, University of Utah Health, uofuhealth.org is the website. Thanks, as always, for joining us again, Doctor.